yesterday, Shut Mishnas Yosef. Okay, if you recall, it was Chelek Gimel Siman Mem. And we had he had different levels of Otsa Bezin, going from top to bottom. And the first one we described at some length at the end of the shiur yesterday. Now we're only going to get worse, Rabbi Yossi. I'm reading it from his words. This is Sug Aleph. Sug Bet. This is on page Resh Aleph here. Okay, very good. The fruits are the same fruits. They're coming from the Pardesan, Shomer Shemitah. There's no Yisr Shom, Meshumer, no Nevad. Everything's Gevaldik. Only one problem. The Shluche Bezen, Einem Kovim Es HaMechil, Efi Chishav HaOtzos HaMashios. Which is what we should get yesterday. All the Fichishav HaPi Shetach, the estimate we spoke about at the end of the year yesterday. El Mesham La Pardesanim, Mechir Namuch, Mimchir HaShuk. Bez Berech Eshim Echuz, Vinikra Atzlam, Mechir Shuk Minus. Mem Yud Nun Vav Samach. Minus. Minus. Well, 20% discount. Shapar the son, bin kom narviach lo rivacho, hu marviach pachos eshrim echus. Okay. It could itachen ayadeze yimachu aperos bezol. And if the, okay. And the part of the son, I'm asking him, why? Kevash is a part, have said them a mikra kazeh, 20%. Yichasu, kashay kablu, mechir tov. So that it works out for them. Ad kan rabosai, what's called sugbet. Why is it sugbet? Kashel omar, sharparasan ushliach bezin aniska kapolo kiminayel. You should be paid a fixed salary. Ilukain, what's his salary dependent upon the mechir shuk? Why should it go up if the price of the apples go up and the dav goes down? If he's only a worker. Makes no sense. That's a problem. All right. But what can you do? They do it. It's the same. We spoke about the Chazon Ish made a deal. We read yesterday from the Mishpatei Eretz from the Derech Emuna. There, he's getting paid a certain amount of money, the chenveni, from the percentage of the fruits. No, because there, what's his job? His job is to go to the Arabs either directly or through the wholesaler and get the fruits back. He's entitled to get a certain amount of a percentage from the price that the Arab determines. Okay? Here, to determine the price of the fruit based upon what's selling for in the marketplace, that's like schor already. So he's not so happy. This is sugbet. Okay, sugbet, okay? Fine. Looks like too much like schor, but But then it's worse. Gimel. Partisan belong to the Shomer Shvius, not Shomer, not Nevad. Everything's fine. But, listen to what he says over here. The Shluche Bezdin determine the price, as we said until now, which is bad enough. Not only that, but they send a large percentage of their payers to the Chuk Shuk Chachavshia Sitonai, to the general wholesale market, Hunts Point we'd call it. I don't know what the Hunts Point is in Tel Aviv, whatever it is. Like the equivalent, yeah, big market. Sheinam yodim mishmira shvius. They don't know, they're not from. They don't know about shvius. I put a petek, pay with shvius. They're going to take it, they're going to do work with it, and then the money's going to, the money's kedusha shvius. And not only that, they send it to Chutz Laaretz. Only a small amount is sent to what he calls it the Rikuzim Charediim, where they're going to be treated properly, these fruits. So this is even worse. You have run into a problem of Lekichas Peres Shvius, Mechoshud Ala Shvius. So even the Charedi buys it, but the guy he's buying it from is a Chosh Ala Shvius. Open the Rambam, and the Rambam says this is something which should not be done. Perek Ches Halacha Yedalad Hilchos Shemitah. Give a look. This is a problem, an intrinsic problem. But you should not buy from such sources. Bein lochin, what does it say? Mishu choshel asas schor b'per shvius, olish b'per rosa v'limko ben, ein lochin menu dover sheesh lov zika shvius klal. So they're in violation of that. That's a significant problem. A more significant problem. But gentlemen, it goes beyond that. Goes beyond that. We're going, I'm turning the page, the final page, Resh Beis. Now, Sug Dalet, this is the worst. There are Pardesim Shenishmru Vishenevdu Ade Baleim Lo Ashkoch Al Amalochos Ime Mutaros. So it's Meshumer and it's Nevad, although there are Poskim who are Mekel, there are Bani Rishalayim who are Machmer in this. Chaz Nisholim make up a Dievet. Okay, so that's worse. You think, okay, that's the end. It can't get any worse than that. We hit the bar of the barrel. No! Worse! The last paragraph. Yesh chaklaim hachorshim v'zorim b'shviyis sodos falcha v'yirokos, which means the vegetables and the grain, that there is no possibility of altar business in Yisus Svichim. Nothing's going to work. That they do ahead to Mechir. Ahead to Mechir. And they do whatever they want. And even though the official Rabbanut says you're not allowed to do Melachos Daraisa, they don't care. They don't care. Why? He quotes the Chaznish as a letter. For a fitzu ha'odal seyem al-dvar ha'mechira uvelachash heim orim shemelachos darais de Yisrael asurim achar ha'mechira. That's only in whisper. I don't know what it means. It's a tine against the Rabbanut. I thought it said in big bold letters. He says, as far as the farmers are concerned, it's a whisper. So they're going to do even melachos darais which the Rabbanut never was matter. But when it comes to the trees, oh, they suddenly become frum. All of a sudden they're big frumies. No shamur, no nevad. Dafka want to keep shmita a little bit. We want to be a little bit from shmita b'miksas. So these guys, if they really help motzer bezin for real, nu melo, we could even be quiet because they're doing palgina dibura, because it's a problem chashan al shvisk, because they're working half the field. That's the one that grows the vegetables and the grain. And Otsa Bezin, they're doing, all of a sudden it's... But the problem is, if they're using the original calculation based upon the price, minus, which we said before, if their intention is they want to keep a little bit of Shemitah, but it's not true. It's kedai lahem, because the goods. Look what he says. I'll read you the Hebrew. Haperos hatovim vahayofim mishavkim lashuk asitonaim achovshi. You know, 20% minus, but they get it still a good price. They don't know anything about shmita, and he uses an expression. V'zeh b'masveh. What's a masveh? Come on, baskin chumash. A mask. Shall Otsa Bezin ha quote mechalkim end quote perishvius quote letovas hatzibur b'mechir haotzos. They're really making a profit. V'sa peris ha'guruim she'enenim karam tov v'shuk asitonim. Oh, sholchim lechalek quote liyoshvei ha'eros ha'charedim quote b'mechir haotzos. Ooh, it's a zilzul b'tzibur ha'charedi. It's a terrible thing. So therefore, Otsa Bezin, there can be five different kinds. Watch out when you buy Otsa Bezin to know what you're talking about. Ad Kan Mishnas Yosef. This is written, Ebosai. This is Shut Mishnas Yosef. Written, Schele Gimel. Every Shemitah, another Sefer comes out. Schele Gimel came out in the year Tof Shin Nun Gimel. Saying it for a reason. That very same year, Tavshin and Gimel, right before Shemitah of Tavshin and Dalet, came out another Sefer. And this Sefer, Rabbi Osai, is a counterpoint to what the Mishnah Yosef is saying. He's not arguing with what he's saying in point of fact, but it's a remarkable Sefer. And the Sefer is called Likras Shemitah Mamlachtis B'Medina Yisrael, Rav Zev Weitman, the Rabbi of Kfar Etzion, now the Rabbi of Tenuva. The Sefer came out originally in Tavshin Nun Gimel. That's a copy I have on my desk somewhere that I have in my own house. And this, I got out of the library, is two Shemitahs later. No, this is, excuse me, one Shemitah, Tavshin Samach. Tavshin Samach is 7 years later, right? This is now 14 years old. With me? Okay, good. So I'm going to read to you many of the highlights of this beautiful Sefer today, which is my main topic for today's shiur. And we'll see how I think what he says is absolutely on the money. I think he's right. And we'll see soon. I have to speak to Rabbi Shechter Shlita, who's now, I think in Eretz Yisrael. I think he got there. I'm not sure. I don't know if he got there or not.
The FAA ban was lifted yesterday.
Well, that I know, but doesn't mean everyone's flying in 1 minute.
Yeah.
He was supposed to leave on Tuesday, but I'm not sure which airline he was on. Unfortunately, the people who were stranded in Europe for 2 days. Whatever, not for now. We have to be inspired. There should be Shalom al Yisrael. Anyway, I'm going to start reading from page 161 in this edition. If you don't get your hands on this one, you get on the older one. So it's a different page number. It's called Marechas Otzer Bezdin Artzit. It's exactly where Rav Shechter is supposed to be on the Bezdin. Did I mention to you before? I think I mentioned it once. So I must have to find out what's going on over there. Here's what he says. Listen, he wants to know how come it is that Barishona, the Bezdin only became active after the Ktzira. And the Chaznish is Mesupik, whether we have any right to put them, to let the Bezdin become involved at an earlier stage. Listen to what he says. I think what he says is beautiful. I'll read you his words. He says, why? Kodol Lechein, in the old days, lo haya nachutz lasos molochos amutoros b'shvius. Why? Zmira v'gizim asurim b'shmita. Hashkaya l'kiyim ha'etzim nitna b'midam aspekes b'yosim yamim ayde ha'balim shlo rotzu she'etzeyem yipogu b'shmita. So even without Bezin, nothing's going to change. Everything else is asur, and irrigation will be done by the owner on his own. Doesn't want his tree to get ruined. Le'umat zot. 161 at the bottom. Hametzius b'idan ha'chakla'ut ha'modernit shona lachalutin. I have to read this in Sfaradik because there's so many words here that are not regular Gemara words. Intensiviyut ha'gidul tzvifut ha'mata'im ha'tipul ha'malachuti ezorei ha'netiyot v'ot מביאים לכך שכיום נחוץ טיפול רב יותר מאשר בעבר כדי לקבל יבולי פרי. שיטות הגידול המקובלות כיום גורמות לניצול מקסימלי של העץ מעבר לכוחותיו ויכולתו הטבעית. דבר זה דורש לתת למטה סיום מלאכותי. יש צורך בדילול הפרי של העץ כדי שהעץ לא ייקרא תחת הנטל הכבד מכדי כוחותיו הטבעיים. יש צורך לספק לו יותר מחומרי מזון. יש להגן עליו יותר מבני מזיקין המיימים כיום העצים והיבול הרבה יותר מאשר בעבר. בין השאר, עקב הפרת האיזון האקולוגי, הטבעי לא רגיל היה בעץ בעבר. The accent was okay? I said not to say this in Yeshivish. This wouldn't come out right. Okay? So this is what he's saying. The agriculture has changed. Did everyone understand what I just said? Who needs a trans? Didn't I say a word I was talking about? Yes, well, ask what I said. Okay, I'll say it in English. In the olden days, it was natural growth. All you need is a little water. So they only gave it some water. Other interventions were prohibited. So prohibited is not going to help. So there was no need for Bezin to intervene before the Ktzira. Today, it's all artificial. And the trees is made to give out fruits much more than its natural ability. You need it for so many more interventions, which you have to get involved in. So that's why Bezin must get involved earlier. And therefore what he's saying over here is that the Chazon Ish is suffek, can we get involved in an earlier stage? He doesn't think it. And at the end, he was masking at the end of the Kula himself, the Chazon Ish. He says, no problem. The reason that they didn't do it then was because it was just a different reality. And that's what we said over here, Abosai. That's on page 161, going over to the 2. 170, going over to 71. So we say as follows. He's quoting from a certain Gilyon from Halichot Sadeh. Okay? Ha'im yachol ha-bet adin l'gvot gamat ha-otzaot shel ha-chaklaim v'lashalem et tzcharo al ma sh'asa lefnei she-bet adin sakru oto. And he quotes Chazon Ish. His tapek, we mentioned this yesterday. Im mutar l'chashev v'cheshbon ha-otzaot gam ha-shkaot she-kodem ha-shmita v'lashalem gam al-avodot she-kodem ha-lekita. But Tosef is not mentioning. Not mentioned. So he says, based on what we said before, wait a minute. The whole attitude is wrong. And here's where he's very, very powerful on this. Bezdin is not ma'asher to the farmers to collect their expenses. To the contrary. Bezdin is collecting its own expenses that Bezdin accepted upon itself, that it made in the deals with its po'alim. Who are the po'alim? The farmers, we mentioned yesterday. It's impossible to say they're not going to pay what they agreed to from the beginning. It's impossible. They can collect from the community whatever is necessary to pay its own expenses. Unfortunately, the Chazon Ish is talking about a reality, what happened, that was in Bezdin in his day, and even to this day, Rav Yisrael Karelis is Bezdin. Shebimkol mischar po'alim kifi shemora ha-matira tosefta, Bezdin is mechasher lahachaklaim liyachar ha-maisa. For the tzorkom, lavdakla tzorach ha-tzibur, dehotzos, charavoda, what they did beheter. So of course, it's not an ideal of Elzer Bezdin. And then the Chazon Ish said what he said. But it's not ideal. Then he's going to go on to this, back over here, page 162. In the time of the Tosefta, he says, listen very carefully. Bezdin didn't need the permission of the farmer. The Torah made its field hefker. Bezdin doesn't need, we don't need your permission. We walk right in. We take off those things in the trees. And we market it the way we want to market it. Everything is hefker. The fruits are hefker. The field is to some extent hefker. What do you mean? What do you mean to some extent hefker? That means you're allowed to walk into the field in order to take the fruit off the tree. The Rambam's lashon, v'yad hakol shavin bo b'chol makom. Reb Shlomo Zalman says that hatorif kira gamas hasada ledrisas ragle kol adam letzoroch lekitas haperis. Beginning of Simon Zion Madani Eretz. Barur, hefka zehino letzorach lekitas haperis bovad. Hasadeino mufka kodim la sholas haperis, o liachami ken letzorach lecherim, zigmar min nedarim en beis amid beis. Ramam hilkos nedarim pek vavu halacha yud gimel. Muda no mechaveiro, osolo likonis asadeo, afili b'shviyis. Ramam says, afa pisha karka hefka. So why should I be able to walk in? It's not yours, it belongs to hefka. Zera Shema Yisha Shamacha Shiyochal. For lo Efkira Osa Torah, Ela Kozman Shaperes Besocha. Meir de Garamba. Kaka is not just Hefker. It's Hefker for the purpose of picking the fruits when they're ready to pick them. Not before, not later. Before Shiramba. Okay, this is very, very important. Oh. But nowadays, Rabbosai, the whole world has changed. Why has it changed? What's changed? He says, Lo matzino sha'amata mufko b'shnas ha-shmita l'chol ha-mu'unyan l'redes l'tapa bo l'lo reshus b'al-amata. B'vaday, ain't suffik v'ain havamina shal beis adin yeh mutal l'shtamesh b'marachos hashkaya o marachos ha-tipul ha-acheros Hashayochos the balam lo reshusam askamosam. What? You're a goslin. Bezdin going to go and put on the sprinkler system of the what are you crazy? Bezdin has a lot of steel. Can you walk into your friend's house? How a garden is put on a sprinkler system? You're a Gazlan Gomer. Torahs have a mafka sprinkling systems on Shemitah. Nor to use warehouses on Shemitah. Nor to use any other systems that were put in at great expense by the farmer all the years. You can't touch that. You can't touch that. Therefore, Lachain, Ain kol Isur al Bala Soda, Limno mi Beis Adin, as a Knisa le Sadeo, the Torah Tipulim, Hanachutzim lefne Shlava Katif. Then the Kach kol Isur shall Shmir Sadeo Beshvis. No! It's my field before you're ready to pluck the fruits. Im Kain, watch what's going to happen now. Can you figure it out what's going to happen now? Lelo haskamosam shall Bali Hamata Lakach. And what's going to happen as a result? So why should the farmer bother working? It's only going to hefker. Savir mutzdak vehegyoni. 163. We'll make a conditional. What's the problem? You want to rent out my irrigation system and my tractors and my warehouse and all this kind of stuff, which has nothing to do with it. It's not hefker. Pay a price. That's all. And Bezin, who's working in the best interest of the tzibur, will pay the price. So in effect, what's happening over here is that instead of Bezin k'osa b'toch shelo, as it was at the time of the Tosefta, Bezin is now at the mercy of the farmer. And the Bez has to go to the farmer and ask him, help the tzibur out. It's a whole different attitude, Rabosa. Not that a Bez is a kli, as he puts it, in the hands of the farmer. Who comes to the Bez to collect from the tzibur. To the contrary, Bez goes to the farmer because the farmer can keep him out. Oh, yes, sir. What Bezin owns his own equipment? You're talking in Chalamot. Okay. It's cost millions of dollars of equipment. But Bezin doesn't have a nickel to its name. Okay. Right. So now, look at what he writes over here. Unbelievable. He finds, he can't believe it. He says, what he's saying makes so much logical sense. It's against Halichot Sadeh, which is the oath of Bezin, the Sefer Hazlichot Sadeh is Mesakem in Yonei Otzar Bezin B'yabchina Ha-Historit V'Hilchatit. You'll see what happens. They give Tfisot HaMukubolot V'Amarechas Otzar Bezin L'Mahajin. And he quotes, Me'akesef Shebeis Adin Goveh Me'atzar Chonim Hu Meshalem Eschar HaChaklai Kasher Hu Matnei Imo Me'rosh Shem Beis Adin Lo Yatzliach L'Gvos Me'atzar Chonim Mikol Siba Shehi. They don't want to go broke. So make a condition. If we, the Bezdin, can't successfully gather the amount of money necessary to pay you, we won't pay you. And they say explicitly, in the seventh year, Ein lachaklai sikul arviach, mutala lekabel rak schav odosov odosov, Kach sheneshal rak ha-sikun, the chance, shafilas scharol yikabel. I quote now Rabbi Weitman. Listen to his words. Ha-avel she-scharam shalachaklaim, she-amurim li-karei schirei ha-bet-adim, eino muftach, v'nitan le-shinui chad-stadi, ade bet-adim, nishmat ke-avel mishaveya. A screaming outrage. That's how you treat workers? What are you kidding? Other years, he's taking a chance as any other independent contractor. But here, he doesn't understand. Shavil Haniach, he says, Shekol Chavrei Beis Adin, V'amazkirim, U'menalhei Cheshbonos, Ovdim B'Beis Adin, U'kemoam Gam Kol Tzevas HaMashkichim HaMefakim, Mekablam Eschoram B'lishim Tunoyim V'Shiyurim. They're being paid X dollars an hour. They're also part of the same Arechet, working for the same Bezdin. Madu Yigara Kochem Shel Shluchei Beis Adin, Hovdim L'man Beis Adin B'Sadot V'Mata'im. Hey! In the Beit Adin Amiti Askinan, Shebe'emes Socher Polim Be'ofen Amiti, V'lo Kefikcia. Anybody? What's Fikcia?
Fiction.
He doesn't know Hebrew. Fikcia. It's not a fiction. Lo yitochen asnos p'nai kozeh. Shegam mibchinat hatchusha, gam mibchinat amitit, hu goreim lekach shesachir yagish l'maseh kifi shu magish b'shar hashanim. Shem levar hadvarim hachinam b'ridei shemayim, hachrayut kolor ravetzus olav, v'shebatzlochas shivuk ha-peirot v'ramat mechireihem, tluya midat hachnasato uscharo. That's ridiculous. Heskem kazayochol itkabel, 165. Rake magishai is so ditty, shebeit hadin oset tova lechaklai. V'lochein ein lechaklai breira, el lekabel et kol taktivei bet hadin b'asher l'scharo. That's ridiculous. This is fundamentally, potentially wrong. It's terrible. And therefore he's upset. Not only is he upset, he quotes my name. This yut harav karelet shlita. This is Karmayayin, the first paragraph, telling Shlichei Bezdin, b'mida v'otzer Bezdin lo yatzliach l'gvot me'atzibur et kol otzotav, yikablu shlichim hachazer, rak begin chelek me'otzot be'atem l'chadad Bezdin. Eini mevin? This is a sachiru mavid? That's a poel mavid? What are you kidding, Choshen Mishpat? V'chi ha-mavid, kavachom u'bezdin v'chubad, yachol la'aklit b'ofan shriruti, arbitrarily, la shok et poalav eschirav. What is this? What is it? Poalim. Elav unosias nafsho. Hilchos poalim. Hayitochen shebezin yidrosh mi poalav lechdom merosh halaskamatam lekach. And the bezin is chayvos hashalim lehem es melo askosam v'schar. What are you kidding? How can that be? Hayyesh adam shemuchal avod kesachir yamim v'leilot etzel ma'avid haomer lo shebenosaf lavod asosho lav lo tiotos shal alfish shkolim. Al cheshbono ulvesof, beis adin or amavid yachlit kam l'shamlo v'zechem yosof yuchzalo. That's ridiculous. Only if Bezdin is doing him a favor, then okay, they can do what they want. But if it's the other way around, this is crazy. Bezdin is supposed to have a different approach. Oh boy. He is really upset. I think conceptually, he's completely correct. So he goes to the next pages. 166 and 7. There's no need that the Baal HaSadah should lose in Shemitah. Why should he lose? He put in so much money over the years to perfect his irrigation system, his tractors. Why should he lose? Why should he lose? Maybe he should make more money that year. Normally, as every farmer, his income depends on, you know what, Rabosai, supply and demand, right? Here, he's a paid worker. Once in a while, a paid worker gets more than supply and demand. Why not? He's an independent contractor, and as he puts it so beautifully, listen very carefully, there's nothing wrong with this independent contractor involved in tough negotiations with Bezdin. I insist on being paid such and such. Why not? That's not Yisur Shemitah. And if Bezdin says that we're not going to pay you, so we shouldn't lose out, but it makes no sense, it makes no logical sense, and no ethical or moral sense. He is really on fire over here. What caused all this? Bezdin wants to be bumps? chas v'shalom, this is karelas, the God of Lador wants to treat people like in such a shabby way? Chalila, think about it. So what forces him? You know what the problem is? On the one hand, lebezin ein yecholet kalkalit kishurim levatzea tafkido. For the kachat alatzmot achrayus hamamonis hanogas the tipul v'sodas of peres hembrishmita. The score pomo of an amiti, she atapled with my term of a katifa peres of a shivuka on the top of the tibu. Lachain humunyan, she bala sada yam shikla says bachwaias hamamonis. So yes, they can say, I'm not going to pay you if I don't collect the money. Mitzat sheni, he wants to prevent a iser she bala sada yam shikla nho kubalabais. So he gives him a certain amount of money to show that bala sada is not a balabos. And he pays him what? With this tenoyim that Bezdin won't lose because they have to pay. This is an unnatural and terrible situation. So what to do about it? What do you do about it? Very nice. But what do you do about it? You see the problem. But what do you do about it? Yes, I'm sorry.
According to it, so if they discount for everyone, so we'll be okay.
And then the Bezdin will go broke.
No, they won't lose money. They will just give a discount to that Bezdin and to the
doesn't make a difference. They'll still go broke. At the end, they're going to go broke. Here he gives a suggestion, Rabbi Osai, in page 168 and 9. Listen very carefully. In the previous Shemitah, he wrote this book already for the Shemitah of Tavshin Nun Dalet. But the previous Shemitah, Tavshin Mem Zayin, was a Nohal Ma'asa U'matan Aroch U'miyageya. Who wants to translate that? Lengthy and what word?
Like it's like
Yeah, I want to use the word in my mind. Arduous, very good. Negotiations to have the matayim of Gush Etzion, the Tipul Beit Adin. Maher ma'od nochachnu ladar she'ein anu kebezin mesugalim litchayev l'shalem l'shluchi bezin escharon v'shot sayem. Impossible. We have no money. And therefore, nothing worked. So Hatza'ah came, catch this now, not by Bezdin, but by the owners of the fields. Lahaster kaplani kidalhala. Listen to this, it was their idea. Balea mata, yigvu et al kola peyroches yishavku, bishikut beit adin. At mechirei hashuk, the perot makbilim, pachot 5%. In other words, every apple, every peach that's sold, it's sold for $1, we'll get 95 cents, or whatever. Shekel agurot, 95%. V'zeh yescharam avur kol avodasam, kol asosayhem, haschavat hakelim, hamrachot hashonot, hamachsanim, shiritei hamisrad, and the bituach that they're giving to Bezdin, if there won't be enough, they're going to get less? Hey, Bezdin, which has no gav kalkali, there's nothing else to be done but to do this. They were masking. They did it. 95%. Why? The tova satzibur. Because they... Listen to what he's saying over here on page 169. Ooh, wah. Listen to this. The problem is that it's the price is yachsile mechirei ashuk ulativa perot shiitkablu. It sounds that the shluchei bezdin will have an interest lidog lekach sheperot yichulku beofan uvekomot sheyagdilu et hachnosotehem. That we didn't want that so much. So therefore we had to made a condition that at the end of the year we're going to check out the expenses and the income to make sure that we, the Bezdin, are not paying a mechir mugzam. At the end of the day, maybe if the mechirat halachatit srufa, we wouldn't need it. It's heskem kablani. Doesn't matter. Nothing wrong. He's an independent contractor. Oh, I'll ask Akasha, how can it be that this deal is being done? Why not? Why not? Maybe whatever he's getting, there's nothing wrong with this in principle. So writes Rav Weitman here on page 168 and 9. But he throws in a little trick over here. In the footnote. B'derech klal, kasher l'chaklaim yesh rak alternativa achat, which is not to work at all, maybe they would be yoter gimishim, flexible in his negotiations. Ach b'mikre sh'lefnei achaklaim omedet otzat iska acheret, shehutra lehem halchatit ader botehem, im goy, shemuchan liknot et kol matayem la'asikam, that's heta mechira. That's an alternative for them. Hari yesh lekach hashpa'a gedola al kol mahalach ha-masah o-matan shebein ha-chachlim lebeit beit adin lera'at beit adin. Since they have another alternative, we demand X dollars. You know what? We'll go to the Rabbanut and we'll sell it to the guy and they'll make this kind of deal. You follow what I'm saying? In any bargaining situation, it's always going to be, what's the alternative? I know. And so I have another alternative. You don't match my price? Goodbye, Charlie. I'll go to the Rabbanut, sign my head to Mechira, and have a good day. So Bezin is behind the eight ball a little bit. Footnote 11 here on page 169. Fascinating. Oh, it goes next page. Page 171 and 2. He says, you know what? He thinks it's permissible to establish the price of the fruits as a percentage of a identical fruit in the marketplace. Even though it's not so noticeable in that kind of a case, that it's not mischar, but gibui hotzot, it's still mutter. And otherwise, Rabbi Osai, it's not prakti. Because you know why? The balabasta is not going to be happy. Even though she's a Shomer Shemitah and all, it comes to the top, she wants to give her kids good fruits and vegetables, she's going to want to, and if they don't make it the price comparable to what's in the shuk, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad, it's not going to work. Nonetheless, it looks like Miskar. He doesn't like it. She has a very, very fascinating suggestion, which I think Rav Shechter may be involved in right now. Just till now, he said it's acceptable. What he said until now, nothing wrong. 95%, nothing wrong. But he has a new idea. Catch this now. Very important. Number one. Listen carefully. Facts. Approximately 1/3 of the expenses in the matah, the fruits, have nothing to do whatsoever with how much comes out, water, you know, all the things. It's irrelevant. Doesn't matter if the orchard that year will produce 100 kilo or 1,000 kilo, makes no difference. But 2/3 of the expense are yachasiyot lekamut apri. What's that? Packing it, refrigerating it, transporting it. Okay. 174. 1/3 of the days that are spent in the Avodat HaMatah are also kvuim. Hashkaya, risus, dilul, gizumim, utarim, v'chadom. 2/3, tuliyum b'kamut apri, katif, miyun, ariza, shivuk, etc. Okay, more than that, Haknasa harigila mikol matashu behetem lemechirei hashuk harigilim enana choreget la'acha nikuya hotzaot hagidul mitashlum savir avu yemei avodah avu hashimush bekelim v'tziyut. He gives examples in the chart over here. So based on this, it's savir lehaniach ki ramat tzachar hogenet shetesapek et hachakloim kitzmura avu avodatam kitzmura bet adin tluya ramat aschar shalehem b'shanim rigilot. How much are you going to be paying at Shemitah? What did you get paid last year? Do you ever hire anybody in a job? What did you get paid? What did I pay? I got to have some kind of a basis. So therefore, Rabosai has the following suggestion. Rabosai, listen carefully. We go to a a body that has what he calls over here a gav kalkali. That has a lot of money. What's that? Tanuva. He's the rabbi of Tanuva. Tanuva is a multi-million dollar corporation. Even in Israel, everything's Tanuva everywhere. So he got a Tanuva. Tanuva should become a shliach bezin with a haskama to all the various farmers, because Tanuva is the best person, the best bot. They have money, they have experience in marketing. That's what they do. He gives an example. He says, because we said before that 1/3 and 2/3, his bezin will promise to pay. Catch this now. 35% of the average income of the last 3 years, having nothing to do with what comes out in Shemitah year. So it would be an average year. 65% they'll pay of the average price per kilo of the last 3 years. How do you like that? And he goes further and says, towards the end, this is the next chapter, the best thing to do is to use the big companies. Certainly Tanuva is the biggest, I think, of the companies, but he discusses using Hipershuk, Co-op, Supersol. These are the big joints, right? That they have these big stores. You know, why? Why? Why is it better to go through them? Because there'll be what he calls over here, Pare Tivuch Nimuchim. The amount, the markup will be less, as opposed to the Vadot HaShemitah, which are firmer, but they have Pare Tivuch Givohim. Who said so? Who said that that's better? You think, who said it's better? Tell us exactly who says it's better. This is in footnote 15. Rav Yashiv, he is Madif Shivuk Emtzaut Rishatot HaShivuk B'Pare Tivuch Nemuchim Al Pnei Shivuk Emtzaut Vadot Shemitah B'Pare Tivuch Givohim. Because our job is to make sure that the customer gets it for the cheapest price. What are these markups, gentlemen? You have any idea what a wholesaler marks up, what a retailer marks up in fruits and vegetables? If you want to save money, go to Hunts Point, or maybe Machne Yehuda, you know. He gives you the markups. The wholesaler buys it from the farmer at a 10% markup. The retailer buys from the wholesaler and sells it to you. Who wants to give a guess?
80.
80? Wow. 50% markup. He doubles the price. Maybe 50, I'm not sure 50 means, whatever it is, 50% markup. He says between 40 and 60, whatever it means. That's what goes on in the real world. That's what goes on in the real world. And it's not different, he says, those stores with Vada Shemitah, they have the same level of Pare Tivuch. Exactly. Not only that, but it's not different than a typical salary. I'm just giving you the footnote. That was in footnote 11. It's in footnote 3. Lemaaseh, paratibucha regil anahug bein balei achaniyot balei duchanim b'shvakim, enenu choreg mimaskoret lo gvoha avodatam lachanikur otzotehem. Chanut, havara, tashlum lovdeyem, misim, pchat. Sach hakol, keven sheyesh tachus bein balei achaniyot sheyesh rotzen limkor b'chamiyot gedolot. That's what it is. You never know. It makes sense. This thing makes financial sense. Makes financial sense. And this is why, in the olden days, there were very few expenses. You know why? Everybody lived near the farm. Oh, it's the best was near the farm. A guy walks in, hey, Chaim, I'm taking some peaches. Today, the farms are in the farms. People live in the cities. Tel Aviv, Yerushalayim. No one near the farms. It's a tremendous expense to transport all the fruit to that place. and to divide it properly. That's footnote 2. The old days, Uchlusya Kula Haruba Kfarit, Umakamota Yeshuva Yusmochim Lesadot Lumachse Bet Adin. Today, Rav Uchlusim is Gorel by Rikuzim, Ironiim, Aruchakim, Measadot, Vamataim. Biamenu La Yuchala Tibule Hanot Mea Perot Ashvit, Please a Bet Adin Yitrach, Viavir Perot Ela Lechomakamota Yeshuv. Viamane Bechomakom Anashim Mitamoshi Askuba Halukata Perot. Of course, that's right. You have to pay for that. Pshita. This being the case, Rabbi Osai, since it's not paying for the fruits, there's nothing wrong with paying midah mishkol minyan. You're not buying the fruits; just dividing the fruits. Fruits are hefker. But he has a very interesting footnote. Footnote 5: Matsuyu mekubal kayom lemkor perot b'mchirim nuuchim yoter kasher hem nimkarim ba'arizot sgurot shatzorchan eno yachol v'no rashayid lemayenet apri. Leitim, enak padak e beirizot keila miyun mahasuga meduyak. The very man most limit hamechir. Kmo kemotzi adavar shehamechir larizot keila hino mechir liyichida. Afal pin shamishkal eno zoher beduyak b'chol ayichidot. Shitat shivuk zo hina shita idealet the shivuk perot shvit. Vekeven shigam shida mekubelat kayom nitan lahatziya kederach hamelach the shivuk perot shvit. Sometimes you walk into a store, I want to buy apples. I want a pound, 2 pounds. My friend, I have 100 people coming for a hoedown. I have to buy a whole, give me a whole case. So then give me the case. You don't necessarily measure the case by every last ounce and every last unit and every last quality of each and every apple. You buy the case. As is. You don't open it, see how great they are. That's it. That's the way you should do Shemitah. It's perfect. It fits directly. Oh, this is all much better than what happened in the olden days. Yes, what the Chazon Ish did, you can't blame him. At the time, he had nothing else to do. So what happened? It was done by Bezen to Shivuk Ragil to Tnuva. Bem Tzut Chaniyotel V'Socharea. Bezen Chazon Ish. Lo Haytalach Atchila. They had no alternative. Just explain that. This is so much better than what happened then. Now, you should go further than that. Catch this now. The following conditions. Ha-perot ha-kadoshim b'kdushat shvi'it yimasru adei sitonaim lebalei chanuyot hanimtzaim be'ezorim yehudiim. Jewish locations. There are plenty of Arabs in Eretz Yisrael, as we know all too well right now. That's a very important thing. Very important. Very important. And you want to make sure there's no zilzul kedusha shvi'is, no yisur of schora. Okay? It should have a tag. What should the tag say? Quote, V'hoysa Shabbas oretz lechem lo'achla peros elu shenetsu lo'otzabezet beis adin mimatei kfar etzion shebegush etzion hinam ksherim lemahadrin ein beperos chashash nevav v'nishmar v'akol naser tachas hashkachaso shel beis adin uv'shlichuso haperos kedoshim b'gdusha shviyis v'yesh l'shtamesh b'hem l'achila b'derech shimusham haragir v'lo l'afsidam hatashlum nikba ede beis adin the kisui hotza osav betipul beperot uvechalukatan. Beautiful, beautiful, mamish, fantastic, fantastic. So now, Rabbi Osai, we run into problems. Are you allowed to give peros shvius to a choshed? In other words, here's a question. Very nice. It works very well. When a guy walks in to buy the fruits, do we have to give him a bchina? Gentlemen, I'm a storekeeper, a fruits and vegetables man, and y'all walks in to buy peros shvius. I give a chin. Do you know how many of the innumerable dinim of peros shvius that we saw in Tosfos do you know? But now you know more than the average Jew. Let's give a chin. If a guy walks in without a yarmulke, can you sell it to him? How can you sell it to him? How can you sell it to him? Rabbi Osai, we haven't opened the Gemara yet today. Open the Tosefta Perek Vav Halacha Yud Aleph. Please talk, open up. Perek Vav Halacha Yud Aleph. Please. Perek Vav Tosefta Halacha Yud Aleph. Ein mochrin peiro shvius l'choshen ala shvius ala mazin shalosh sudas. Okay, so how do you sell? How do you what's going to be? It's a gemara in Sukkah that flama test with respect to dmei shvius. It's interesting, Rav Bosai, in the Sefer Hashmita, Rav Tukachinsky, in Perek Ches. Sif Gimel. Okay, listen carefully. Sif Katan Aleph. Gamet Perish. Ein Litnos Perishmis Amarts. Okay. Vein Mosrin Demei Shvius. That's a Mefurisha Gemara. Remember Sukkot Lamatesh? You saw that Gemara? King of Demei Shvius Amarts. Vanire. Shagam Perish Shvius Atzlam. After Kaczynski notes, Rambam never said you can't give it to Peir Shvius. Only said you can't give it to Mei Shvius. That's an interesting thing. Interesting thing. But Tosefta, ein mochin Peir Shvius to Choshel Shvius. But look at the Tosefta weiter. Bamed varam amurim bedover hamiskayim. Avol dover shein miskayim. If you the Mei Asudas mutter. What's that all about? You get an impression, Rabbi Osai. They are not worried that he's not going to treat it with Kedusha Shvius. Because if you worry about that, then how can you sell Meir Sudas? The fear is, Rabbi Osai, he's going to do Schora. He'll do Schora, Rabbi Osai. There's no possibility of Schora with Muslim Gimel Sudas. You need it for your own family. And there's no possibility of schor if it's going to rot in the day. You see, it's all a schor issue, Rabbi Osai. As the Chazon Ish says, it's a schor issue. Dmei Shvius, you're afraid you're going to do schor. And that's what Rashi says in the Aflama test. We saw the Rashi before. Dmei Shvius, you serve schor and beer. Now worry about no Kedusha Shvius. Even in Dmei Shvius itself, not only it's Kavachom and Perish Shvius. That being the case. So what's the difference? The issue is it remains an issue. So over here, Rabbi Osai, he says to look, now on page 182, he says as follows. Take a look, Rabbi Osai. Perek Tosefta, Perek Dalid, Halacha Gimel. Please turn. Perek Dalid, Halacha Gimel. Please take a look. What does it say there? Ein mochrin peiros shvius t'choshel shvius. Okay? It says so. Echad zroyim ha-necholin v'echad zroyim she'ein necholin. What does that mean? Zroyim ha-miskaimim. We said before, you can't tell to a choshed. V'lo b'dover she'ein ha-miskaimim. Shemavua batosef ta'atma leheter. So the Eved HaChazon Ish is correct. It's only a matter of schor. It's only a matter of schor. It's a Mishnah. Take a look at the Mishnah. We'll say Perek Hei, Mishnah Ches. We haven't seen Mishnah Yashvius yet today. Everything but we saw it. Now we're finally at the end of the Shia, opening up a Mishnah. That's what we're supposed to be learning Mishnayos, right? Perek Hei, Mishnah Ches. Look what it says. We're talking here about selling to a chashud. The whole perek is about chashudim. Right? There's a whole question. You're allowed to give him this, you can this, clear the other thing. It says over here, Mocher lo peris bishas hazera. What does that mean? Take a look on the Rimbatz on the bottom. Umochelo peiros shvius b'shas hazera. The davar shemalachta liyisrael leheta who keita liyisrael is ria who leheta shiocha lama laochla makatim lach. And whenever it's not clear, you're allowed to sell it. More than that, can Bezdin stop a choshed from taking perishvias from hefker? He won't be keeping kedusha shvias. You can't do that. Guy walks in, a Jewish person walks in, he wants to take from the field. You can't stop him. Can't stop him. Bezdin is supposed to see to it that the parents reach everybody who wants them. Achosh Namarats are also able to take things from the field. Can't stop him. Therefore, you can't stop from taking from the Otzer Bezdin either. So therefore, you're allowed to distribute your parish shvius in the Otzer Bezdin store to anybody who walks in. To anybody who walks in. Oh, this is the Chazon Ish. We're only worried about Schorah. Not Kedusha Shvius. So anyone who walked in? Interesting. What about Lifnei Iver? Lifnei Iver. Rabbo said, the whole Perek Hey, what about Lifnei Iver over here? So the Chazon Ish has a fascinating question. Why over here we let him, you can rent him this kli, not that kli, just say everything is awesome. I'm going to read you the words of the Chazon Ish. It's poetry. But I'll read it in Yeshivish, because he writes, even his poetry is Yeshivish, not modern Hebrew. V'nire, Shaha the Hekelu Chachamim B'Safek, Afagav the Safek Michshel Varei Os Litan Lefnei Iver, V'yuro L'Hachmer B'Sfekes, Mishum, Shem Bono L'Hachmer B'Sfekes, Nami Nasa Michshel. Why? Shenimna Chesed V'Dak Echayim V'Shalom Yatzmenu Mehem, V'Emrak Amei Oretz V'Chayov N'Ol L'Hachiyosam L'Heitiv Imam, the koshkin all the harbor sin of attackers beinenu beinem from malosisna viot kamalavin she'ein isuran kal losisna is an isur daraisa meisur zesh and bo mahatzal samimena, which is the shvius rabbana hilkach shaklu chachamim bepeles with a scale shlo nigro mikshalim yosik gedolim lahem velano meiridik. That same svara should apply over here. And therefore, we are allowed to sell to individuals who are not so frum. But I wanted to talk about that, but I ran out of time. What if a guy walks in? A guy walks in. So the last maramukam on the sheet is the Yerushalmi and Peah. Is that correct? Is that the last one? So correct? Did anybody see Yerushalmi and Peah yet? Anyone finish Ma'amar Kamashi yet? Should all been finished by now. There's a new one coming out first thing in the morning. Oh, you gotta be ahead of me. Okay. So I was gonna discuss it, I ran out of time. So tomorrow we're gonna start with Yerushalmi and Peah, the last line of the Makaris about selling to Goyim, and then it's gonna lead us to the next question of export. That's the first topic on the next sheet. How do you export? If you don't export, you're going to go broke in Eretz. They make so much on export. You're not going to export Peir Shvius. Whoi! That's tomorrow's sheet, okay? Selling to Goyim and exporting. Okay. Good.